This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's get together. What do you say? We're going to have a real good time on Tuesday, November the 10th, one-third of the way through the month of November. Let's see, Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from Thursday, 6 weeks till Christmas, 7 weeks till the new year, 2 months and 10 days until the inauguration, and let's see here, 5 months till spring. This is going to keep going. Yeah. All right, Doug Steffen here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Yes, celebrating Tuesday with all kinds of things. So I guess I want to know why the General Services Agency is making headlines. One of the two of you want to take a pop at that? Why?
Well, let's be honest. Why? I've never even heard of the General Services Agency.
Really? What is that?
Yeah, no, I have.
See?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Had no idea that they're actually the functioning part.
Like, they build the stuff for the inauguration, amongst other things.
Well, they're in charge mostly.
General Service Agency?
Yeah, they're mostly in charge of federal buildings and things like that. But one little part of it, which ended up a part that's sort of little known that they do, is the transition between administrations. Right. And so the reason that they were trending all day yesterday is because the woman who's in charge of it has to sign off on a formal letter to begin the transition, and she hasn't done that because they're still contesting the results. So that's why it's been trending. It's one of those things. It was all over Twitter yesterday, and it was trending on every news site, and everyone on social media was like, what the hell is the General Services Agency? But now we know.
Now you know the rest.
They're going to play a pivotal role.
Question about them?
Yes.
Are they hired every 4 years, or do we pay them in between?
It's a Trump appointee, so I'm thinking, yes, it's maybe every 4 years.
It's a political
charge.
Yeah, it's like all the rest of the agency heads. They're all pointed.
They work one month out of the year.
They go back to when Harry Truman was president. They were supply administrators, provided workplaces for the federal employees, and they're in charge of the buildings.
I think they're like federal landlords in a sense.
Yeah,
they're
that's
in charge
a good way of putting
of
it.
All
yeah.
of those, you know, who right. they designate office space. Mm-hmm. I guess they have transitional offices that they set that they're in charge of setting up for the new team coming in. Yeah. So it's a lot of like logistics stuff. But the problem, though, is that there's also funding that goes along with the transition, federal funding that's allotted, and none of that can happen until this woman signs off on it. So I'm not sure if this is going to be more lawsuits or what, but it's getting
time that we put our big boy pants on and move on.
Oh, gosh. You guys obviously haven't been reading the news the last couple of hours, right? Because Real Clear Politics just took Pennsylvania and Arizona away from Joe Biden's category. So I know it's easy to say put your big boy pants on, but I think this is a president who has had, like, 4 years of investigations into him, and now he's taking a couple of weeks to do an investigation to make sure people's votes are secure. So
no, he's not. It's not to make sure people's votes. It's to try to lopside
things. That's your opinion.
I mean, you get one, but it's not like you get to
speak fact because it's just your opinion.
Well,
but
I don't know that it's just my opinion. I don't want to have it dismissed like that because when you look around and see what the landscape is, and look at the people who are saying, well, when there's an assurance of it, it's all the hardcore.
There are 70 million people who, well, it's not about hardcore Trumpsters. There's 70 million people who, over 70 million.
But you don't get to use that number because you want the Electoral College. You don't get to use the 70 million. I would use it, yeah, and however many people voted, the legitimacy of Biden's
The point is this, that half of the country cast a vote for Trump. And so those people
70 million is not half of the country. 320 million people live in the country.
Almost half of the people that cast a vote voted for Trump. And literally, there are now, I think, six lawsuits, 131 signed affidavits, a bunch of witnesses that are willing to go on record and testify that suggests that there were funny business going on. You, of all people, know that on Saturday when the race was called, it was called by the media. It wasn't called by election officials. It was called by the media.
AP, the Associated Press.
Right, which is a media organization.
Then the news media picked up on it, yes.
And that is not what certifies.
We trust the AP for every single election to make the call.
But that's not what certifies the election. What certifies the election is when the votes are counted. And that doesn't happen in some states till the end of this month. So I think put your big boy pants on. Let everybody else take their deep breath. And let's just wait until the election results are certified. Is Joe Biden probably the president? Probably, yes, he is. But I think the way that you build confidence in the system is to allow the process to actually play out so that people have faith in it, because right now it feels like the media is being complicit once again with
narrative. No doubt about that. Oh, listen, you won't get an argument for me on that one. Yesterday,
I don't know what a couple of weeks makes a difference. I don't know. I just feel like we have to let people have faith in the process, because otherwise, and you can argue about the numbers, half the country is going to question the legitimacy of Joe Biden. And the same thing would be true for Victoria and I talked about it yesterday. Whoever gets into that White House, half the country is going to be questioning the legitimacy of this person.
Yeah,
like they did for the last four years. So if we can settle people's minds, let people have faith in the process so they feel
I have no problem I agree with Jen on this. I have no problem with the lawsuits in states where it was really close. Let's do a recount. I'm fine with that. But I also think that in case Biden is actually the winner, I think the transition needs to begin. We're in the middle of a pandemic. The cases are going up of this disease this virus every day. I mean, my state in New Jersey now, they've linked yesterday the contact tracers have linked these huge outbreaks to bartenders. So bartenders are now like frontline workers because people are sitting around breathing on them, and they're the ones now who are becoming super spreaders. So this is not getting any better, and it's great news about Pfizer, but we don't know when we're actually going to get this vaccine.
Krumhouse told me yesterday he thought that it would be starting to administer it before Christmas to the people who were first liners,
right?
In a month or so after that,
regular people. I don't know when we would get it.
Valentine's Day. Valentine's
okay,
Day,
but
like
that, but
time.
That's a lot. That's a long way from now. In the middle of these cases spiking, you know, now in New Jersey we're back to where we were in June. So and June was huge numbers. So I just think that we can do two things at once. We can prepare for a transition and revoke it if we have to, if Trump ends up winning. But we can also pursue legal cases to make sure that the votes are counted properly. I don't understand why we can't do both at once.
I don't think there's any limitation as far as, I mean, obviously the federal funds are something that was talked about yesterday. But as far as transitioning stuff, I mean, Biden's already got his COVID task force. I mean, it's not like people are stopping him from starting his teams and getting his staffers.
But the money has to come, right, but the money has to come from that federal funding to pay those people. They're not working free, you know, until January 20th.
I want to encapsulate by listening to a couple of Sunday morning programs. I didn't have a chance because I wasn't here actually earlier in the program yesterday to talk with you ladies about the experience I had Sunday morning when I woke up watching. I don't usually watch the Sunday morning shows, but I was lounging around in bed, so I turned on three or four of the Sunday morning programs and stopped on Jake Tapper interviewing Mitt Romney, who I have, because he was governor of Massachusetts, did a good job here. I haven't always understood some of the things that hold him together.
I thought you hated him.
But I don't hate anybody. But
I thought you didn't love him. When he ran for president, you weren't a big fan.
No, I wasn't a fan of his running for president. Because he brought too much of his native background with him. And you know me, I don't like that stuff when people wear it on their sleeves. I said the same thing about the new Supreme Court justice. Anyway, so he was asked by Tapper, who is a thug as far as I'm concerned, how are you going to work with the president? And he had a couple of good answers, actually, in terms of how he has gotten along with him or not. And then Tapper said, well, is he going to go quietly? And Mitt Romney said, no, that's not in his personality. If you expect this guy to just pack up and leave without making a big fuss out of what's going on, you're silly. I'm paraphrasing. But
I can guarantee you right now that if it just knowing this president, like I've seen him and knowing what we've seen from him, if he loses, he's going to go and he's losing.
Yeah.
He's going to bring the
military. He's not
going to
go quietly. He's going to make a lot of noise
but
as he goes.
It's not even about going quietly. It's about how many times has, over the last 4 years, has Trump said something outlandish and people jumped all over him and then he ended up being right. Now, I'm not saying that's the case this time because we don't know and it deserves the investigation and that's it. But when he said he was being spied on, how many people like jumped off of buildings, including Jake Tapper, who said he can't be spied on, and they asked James Clapper, who worked for the Obama administration, no, he's lying. Well, it turned out he wasn't lying at all. They were spying on his campaign.
That's right.
So,
I mean,
it kind of goes par for the course, I think, when people go, oh, he's not going to go quietly. Well, you know, he hasn't had a quiet 4 years.
I didn't say it was bad. But he isn't quiet. I'm saying my point is his personality is not one that would lend you to believe.
I heard the same thing with Mitt Romney. Yeah. It's like, you know, okay, Mitt, I mean, you've seen what he's gone through for 4 years. When Mitt says, oh, he's not going to go quietly, it's like...
He didn't say it to be critical. He just said the fact is that that's not in his personality. Mitt Romney was not being critical at all. He didn't have a tone. He didn't have an accent. He just said... The guy, if you're expecting him to go quietly, then forget about it because he's not going to go quietly. It's not in his personality. And he said it in a very matter-of-fact, very presidential, I actually was looking at Mitt, I was looking at the way he presented himself, and I thought he looked kind of presidential, frankly. Anyway,
if he ran for president, you not like him.
Yeah, I don't like any of these guys.
I know.
They're so damn self-serving. It's all about them. I mean, Harris is off
on
a
shoot
already.
Once they start deciding they're going to run for office, Doug's like, nope.
Yeah. All right, so why did Mark Esper get fired? What'd he do that set the apple cart?
He was literally walking around with his resignation.
He's the defense secretary, by the way.
Yeah, the secretary of defense. He's been walking around with his resignation in his pocket for the last 3 weeks. They've just had significant disagreements on things.
What are they disagreeing about?
It was a big one. Hold on.
One of the things Esper was in favor of was renaming Confederate bases, like military bases, taking the Confederate names off of them, and Trump was very much against that.
But there's
and then
also,
there was they also,
the Insurrection
I think
Act, he was not, they disagreed on that, I believe. And
bringing in the military when the protesters were in D.C., he was against that. Yeah.
That was the big one.
Yeah. All right, so goodbye to him. Somebody will have a short-lived career.
Well, the guy who's in charge of, from the Department of Justice, the guy who's in charge of the Election Crime Division has resigned now because William Barr sent a memo out telling people in the Justice Department that they can go ahead and investigate these elections, but none of them have been certified yet, and the guy who's in charge of election crimes, I think, thought it was pretty outrageous, and now he's gone. So who's going to, I don't even know who's going to be in charge now. If that's his division.
I'll take care of it. I'll do that.
The swinging door continues.
Yes, it does. If you don't have a MyPillow, or you know somebody who doesn't have a MyPillow, or two or three or four, or every bedroom in your home, if the bed doesn't have MyPillows, let's see, we all have, how many pillows you have in your bed, Victoria? Four?
I think four, yep.
Yeah, all right. And, Jennifer, how many pillows do you get on your bed?
Typically four, but at the moment two, because I actually cranked my bed up. You know, I have one of those cranking beds, you know?
Cranky beds?
You know, the ones that have the
like,
remote control?
No way. You do not.
Oh, I love those.
Is it electric, or do you have to use it?
Like a hospital bed?
Well, but the fancy ones that they sell at Macy's, you know, and Sleep and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But so
got
it's
it.
Electric. You just have to put. Does it have a vibration thing too? Like when
there's
you get
a vibration
the,
thing.
Really?
Which sometimes just itches more than it does anything. So I don't use that too much.
Does it take quarters?
Great. It's when my neck is out of whack, pushing up the bed just a little, like the head part of the bed a little bit. Oh, and putting your legs up. Oh yeah. So two pillows right now, but four usually.
All right, so premium MyPillows are on everybody's beds here. You can, if you don't have them, get them right now for the lowest price ever, boys and girls. Standard Queen Premium MyPillow is 66% off its normal price of $69.98, down to $29.98, $40 in savings. Kings are only $5 more than that. So if you think you need new pillows, now's the time. You get the lowest price ever, plus 60-day money-back guarantee extended to next March. Go to MyPillow.com and make sure you get this deal. Use the DJV code at checkout.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
West Florida, Georgia Line. Interesting name for a group. Been around for a while. Haven't they? A dozen years or so? How long have these people been around, Jennifer?
Yeah, they have.
Yeah. All right, so here's the update on how the CMAs are going to deal with the COVID situation. Their 54th edition of the annual awards show will look different, as you might expect. For obvious reasons, there won't be an audience in Nashville's Music City Center. It's scheduled for November 11th, which is tomorrow, Veterans Day. Artists are still anticipated to be, if not seated together, at least to be in the same room. That might change, however, as a couple of the performers, Tyler Hubbard, Florida Georgia Line, and Lee Bryce, both have tested positive. Tyler is asymptomatic and is quarantining away from his family on his tour bus, which is parked in his driveway.
That's convenient, right?
That's
how sad, though.
That's a
yeah. Can't come inside the house.
Visualization. Yeah. This year's CMAs will air live tomorrow at ABC's 8 o'clock run and also be streamed live by the ABC app. The usual pre-show coverage will look a bit different. There are a handful of things happening. The countdown to CMA Awards Live, streaming at 6 on ABC News Live with Laura Spencer and Jay Cohen chatting with presenters and performers, while ABC stations will broadcast a 30-minute on-the-red-carpet special at 6:30. Then additionally, Country Strong 2020 countdown to the CMA Awards airs this evening. Robin Roberts, the preview special looks at how current events have affected country music, features interviews with Vince Gill and Maren Morris and Kelsey Ballerini. For the actual awards ceremony, Reba returns after co-hosting the show with Carrie Underwood and Dolly in the event last year.
That's like a year ago.
With Darius Rucker.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. They'll be hosting. Miranda Lambert leads all nominees with 7 total nods, including Album of the Year for Wild Card and Entertainer of the Year. Second place nominee Luke Combs competes against Lambert in those two categories, as well as 4 others. Competing with Lambert and Combs for the night's top prize of Entertainer are Eric Church, Carrie Underwood, and Keith Urban.
Wouldn't it be something if Carrie Underwood wins this year, even though she's been hosting and been denied that prize for the last however many years?
Maybe that'll happen.
Maybe that's the key.
Yeah.
Musical tributes will be a major component of the CMA Awards tomorrow. The opening number will be devoted to a multi-artist medley of songs originally recorded by Country Music Hall of Fame member Charlie Daniels. You'll remember him. He passed away in the summer. Artists participating in the tribute to Daniels include Brothers Osborne, Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, previously announced performer Ashley McBride, who also has a solo performance elsewhere during the program, and Musician of the Year nominee, Janie Fleenor. In 2019, Fleenor, fiddle player, made history as the first woman to win in the musician category. So let's see, other tributes include Little Big Town saluting the work of Kenny Rogers, John Pardee going back to the 90s with Joe Diffie's work, and Old Dominion marking the 40th anniversary of Urban Cowboy with Johnny Lee's Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. That's a fabulous song. Crank this up.
I'm excited for all these tributes. This is going to be great.
I think this is... I don't know what... Maybe it was what was going on in my life when this was popular. Right?
I can tell you. I can tell you not what was going on in your life, but I can tell you my dad was a country DJ. He used to bring me all kinds of 45 albums when I was little. And I had a little Gene record player. It was made out of Gene material on the outside. And I'd sit in my room and play this record over and over.
Yeah. Justin Bieber making his CMA Awards debut, joining Dan and Shay to perform their CMA-nominated single, 10,000 Hours. New artist nominee Ingrid Andress singing her hit, More Hearts Than Mine, while Carly Pearce and Lee Bryce scheduled to join up for their duet, I Hope You're Happy Now. Lee Bryce, I guess, has coronavirus. So Lady A's Charles Kelly will fill in. Entertainer of the Year contender Keith Urban will beam in from his native Australia to sing God Whispered Your Name. It's not his native. He lives there now. He's not a native Australian, is he?
Yes, he is. Yeah, Nicole Kidman both are. Yeah.
Right, they met Kidman was.
Like Good Day Australia, good day. LA or something. Yeah.
They were introduced by a kangaroo.
Right.
Charlie Pride's up for the CMA Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award. That'll be good. So that's the story of the show, scheduled for tomorrow night. Now, 28 and a half after the hour on the Tuesday DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As mainstream media and Joe Biden claim victory in the 2020 presidential election, the few remaining journalists in America realize there's still too many questions to be answered. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved, and we're not alone. Monday, Attorney General William Barr has authorized the Justice Department to probe allegations of voter fraud. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said, "Our institutions are actually built for this. We have the system in place to consider concerns, and President Trump is 100% 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer said that the Republicans' refusal to accept the election results was extremely dangerous, extremely poisonous to our democracy. In a new lawsuit filed in Pennsylvania on Monday, President Trump is suing Kathy Buchvar, Pennsylvania Secretary of State, and a handful of county board of elections personnel, alleging they had run an unfair election in the state. USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
The Southeastern Conference in college football has COVID-19 issues. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Saturday's football game between Auburn and Mississippi State has been postponed as the Bulldogs deal with an outbreak of COVID-19 cases. According to Mississippi State's athletic director, a number of positive tests and players quarantining as close contacts have left the team without the required 53 scholarship players the Southeastern Conference has set for a game to be played. The game will be rescheduled for December 12th. The Bulldogs aren't the only SEC team dealing with the virus. Texas A&M has shut down their practice facility after several positive tests. And LSU confirmed multiple positive tests this past weekend, putting their game this Saturday against Alabama in jeopardy. From the USA News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The SEC has 14 teams, including Florida, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, and Missouri in the East. Alabama, LSU, Auburn, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, Arkansas, and Mississippi in the West. Monday Night Football saw the Patriots visiting the New York Jets.
Cam's going to keep it. Newton's trying to get there, and they're going to give it to him. Touchdown, Cam Newton.
It came down to a 51-yard field goal from former Jet Nick Folk with no time left on the clock to give the Patriots a win, 30-27. Given the kind of season it's been for Bill Belichick's squad, a victory is a victory regardless of the optics. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's the gossip portion of the DJV program, 34 at the hour. I'm Doug, the D, and then there's Jennifer, the J. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at the ready here. Don't forget about our daily, well, it's regular. I'm not willing to commit to a daily download. The DJV download that's published right now, or is published the right word, would you say?
Yes, published. That's the right word. Yep.
All right. Well, it could be. It's uploaded. The death of Alex Trebek becomes part of our conversation.
Lots of tributes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tons of
Pat Sajak and Vanna White posted really lovely tributes because they'd been friends with him for so long, too.
Yeah. Well, they started together.
They
came through the whole Merv Griffin thing. It started, and Sajak was the perfect host, as is exemplified by the fact that he's been doing it for 30-plus years. Trebek was the perfect host. Shows you the genius of Merv Griffin. Not only did he come up with the idea for these shows that have been around and been the most profitable of all the game shows ever created, made Merv Griffin a billionaire, but also he understood what the audience wanted. And when he saw Trebek, yep, that was it. Same thing with Sajak. Sajak had been a weatherman in Indianapolis. I forget where, or Rochester, someplace like that. And I don't know where Trebek came from. He's a Canadian. I think he was doing some kind of television show. Anybody remember or know?
No idea.
Where he came.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, but he was the serious sort, the professor. That's what you needed for that show. You needed somebody. Whereas Sajak could never do Jeopardy. And Trebek wouldn't be having a good time. You know, Sajak is, I guess, skunked half the time anyway on the show, right? Isn't that what he says?
He admitted that in his own book, so yes.
Yeah.
The one time I met him, he was pretty toasted, so
was
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
But interesting.
Alex Trebek could never, you know, sit and talk to Wheel of Fortune, earmuffs if you love the show, but like the dopey people that go on that show, and they want to say hi to my cat. I mean, I cannot picture Alex Trebek.
No.
I know, no offense,
very
Jen.
Serious.
I did not see him doing that. Yeah.
All right.
My cat Mittens loves.
Look, I just told you I have a Craft-O-Matic bed and a cat. Like, send
like
some crocheting and I'm ready.
All right, also on the DJV download, the divorce drama going on Dancing with the Stars. Woohoo! And the whole business. You both said that What's-Her-Face, who's the new host, has calmed down a little bit.
A lot.
Yeah,
a lot. Yeah.
So is there any word, by the way, speaking of Trebek, as to who would be a replacement? Any suggestion? Somebody suggested that
they're
going
to give
him
time to cool off. I mean, give him a break.
Don't need it.
There are episodes filmed with Alex Trebek until the end
of
the year.
Did they give credit to him last night, like in his honor?
Yeah.
What did they say on the air? What was it?
The top of the show yesterday, the executive producer, Mike Richards, who is so sweet, he opened up about Alex's last day. And I guess Alex said he always wanted his last day to involve sitting on a swing and looking at the horizon. Mm-hmm. And I could cry. And that's exactly what he did before he went to bed. And that was his last day. And so the executive producer said at the top yesterday, he said, "This is an enormous loss for our staff and crew, for his family, for millions of fans. He loved the show, everything it stood for."
He was really the glue. That was his show.
But listen to this. They went on to say that he taped his final episodes less than 2 weeks ago. So I mean, good for him. That's, you know, there's no shame in that. They said he'll forever be an inspiration, and his final 35 episodes will air as they were shot. And so as far as who replaces him, I think that's a question for next year. Yeah.
I don't think they're even going to talk about it. It's rude in a sense. You know, it's just disrespectful.
And I think just not to speculate, because I want Alex to have his time that we remember him. But he put together a list of people that he would like to see. And I hope they use that list, because I think that would be really cool.
Do you know who's on the list?
Well, he was always joking that it was Betty White. But one of the people, in all seriousness, is actually is the play-by-play announcer for the Los Angeles Kings. He said he would love to see him do it. And so I hope they do someone like that who is unknown. I mean, you've got... And I just think it's so gross that he'd come out and say it already. But George Stephanopoulos is like, "Well, I'd like to do that." And he's got his agent trying to work on it already. Ew.
He's too. People know too much about him.
He's not a good fit.
Then
at
he
all
becomes
for that
the
show.
He becomes the focal point, which was the magic of Alex Trebek. He was never pointed
at
himself.
And Pat Sajak to that point. Like,
Sajak
they're steady.
As well.
Yeah, they're
stars
steady,
out
but
of the players.
Not the headliner. Right.
Exactly. Right.
So, I don't know. I think it would be better served, first of all, using his list, number one. And second of all, if you get someone who isn't well-known, because what celebrity, I mean, it's kind of like, I hate to say this, because you're going to laugh at me again and be like, "Oh, she's
a
cool woman." All she does is sit at home and watch politics in her bed.
In her craft mat.
With her cat. Screaming at the TV. No. But so this is really embarrassing. But when my dad, when I was a kid, my dad and I, he would make me laugh so hard when we would watch the old Supermarket Sweep. And it was the goofiest show, and the host, who I don't even remember what the guy's name was, but he was such a nerd, and these women would like fly around the corner of an aisle holding a turkey. I mean, it was hysterical, right? It was so stupid. And so they relaunched this new Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah.
And they've
who's
got
doing there, that woman from
Leslie,
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, what's
her
name? Leslie
Jones,
right?
Yeah,
Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
And number one, the show is just not the same. And
no,
number two,
she's not good at
she's
that
so goofy that it makes it all about her. And it's like, that's my fear for Jeopardy is that, and it's not that I think she's terrible. I think she's really funny. This was just the wrong placement, right? Because part of the joy of Supermarket Sweep was watching this nerd trying to like navigate through this stuff. So I don't know. I just hope that they kind of just let it be someone quiet who just slips in and does the job.
All right, so anyway, the DJV download every day. It's there for you to enjoy. You can go to djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast, you'll get the DJV download. Michael J. Fox is in the news today, not for anything bad. He has been apparently channeling his character Marty McFly in a new trailer for Lil Nas X. Him too. Becoming a having a Christmas song. The song is called Holiday. The spot opens with Nas traveling through a portal into the Wild West on a horse as he strolls through the town where he arrives. A drunk Santa Claus is tossed from a bar, and Nas picks up his hat, which has a note in it saying, "You are the new Santa." Nas turns to Santa, and then he becomes Santa. The horse transforms into one of several reindeer that make up a sleigh, which lifts off the ground, much like the DeLorean from Back to the Future, and heads off to the portal before the words "to be continued" show on the screen. And that's where Michael J. Fox comes in. "Whatever you do, Nas, don't go to 2020, he says while he's dressed in the Wild West gear that is what he was wearing when he was Marty McFly. Michael shared the video clip on his Twitter account, and Doc Brown, Christopher Lloyd, also had some fun sharing the video along with his character's most famous lines from the franchise. "Great Scott! Looks like where Lil Nas is going." What is how do you say his guy's
Lil Nas
name?
X.
Okay.
Nas.
Why do you have a new? I don't. But who knows how you pronounce these things?
Everyone
anyway.
Knows how to pronounce these things. He had the biggest song of the on the planet all last year. We talked about it.
I don't know what his song is.
His song with Billy Ray Cyrus. Old Town Road. Like, we talked about it all the time. Yeah, it was the biggest song of the year. Sort of annoying.
I'm out to lunch, I guess. There it is. Once again, the boss is out to lunch.
If you're going to go out to lunch, I just wish you'd take us with you.
Listen, I made an attempt to have lunch with you, and you ignored me.
OMG, you did not even use my phone. You sent me an email. Everybody knows when you don't really want to do something, you send an email.
No,
everybody knows that.
That's true.
I was hungry at the time, and I could have used a free breakfast.
Why didn't you text? If you were on your phone emailing, why weren't you just texting, Jen?
I wasn't on my phone.
By the time I got to my
iPads
computer,
can text too.
Like 10:30. You can text from your iPad, too. Same thing.
Okay, can we move off of this, please?
Bing! The light bulb goes off.
Fall. The TV premiere dates have been announced by all the big networks.
Watching premieres.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is really delayed. Yeah.
I watched American Housewife and Superstore, and a lot of the sitcoms are back.
Let's see here. NBC has the most activity this week. This Is Us starts tonight?
Tonight.
9 o'clock. The Chicago shows are on tomorrow for the first time, the new episodes. Law & Order SVU, new episode Sunday? When is that? No, Thursday night, 9 o'clock. The Blacklist is on Friday. I don't know why they have that show on 8. That's inappropriate. That show should be on later because it has a little bite to it. But I like the show. I actually like the stars of it. It's a really it's a good program.
I'm pretty sure no young kids are watching Blacklist at 8 o'clock on Friday night.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Anyway, all right, so let's see.
It's different
what else?
Now. They're all on computers.
Yeah, I suppose.
CBS seems to have gotten their stuff together. I'm kind of surprised. CW, I think it's where you film it. The CW, all of their shows are pushed into January and February because Canada was so strict about not letting anyone film.
Yeah.
So I think that put them at a disadvantage. But CBS seems to have everybody starting up again like next week or leading into early December.
All Rise starts next to Monday as it usually does, then Bull after that. That's been the order that they've been in for the last couple of years. The first new NCIS is on Tuesday at 8. The FBI is at 9. That's a good show. Most Wanted FBI show, not a good show, at 10. Anyway, SEAL Team is on the 25th at 9. MacGyver, which has become a ridiculously stupid show, is on Friday, December 4th at 8. Magnum PI, not a bad show. 9 o'clock, Blue Bloods So I said 10. But what are you laughing
at? The TV report brought to you by a combination of Statler and Waldorf.
Okay, when I was a kid, my grandfather would read through the TV guide and he'd circle things in pen that he liked and he'd cross out things that he didn't. And I feel like you just did that except verbally.
Right. Yeah. Well, we were all subjected to it.
ABC announcing, isn't Strahan the host of $100,000 Pyramid?
I've never seen it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a waste of time, as is he.
Well, anyway, they're not even on the schedule, those shows, they don't know when they're coming back.
And let's see. So my pal and partner, business partner, Jonathan Tucker, who's starring in that new show, Debris, being filmed up in Canada, as you suggested, he broke his ankle, but they're shooting around it. And that's supposed to have the premiere in January. As some of the other, there will be a bunch of new shows that will start in January as well. So that's the TV lineup. If those of you who are interested, woohoo! I like to watch some of these shows. And I found that the combination of All Rise and Bull that they have on CBS, those two are a good show. I like the woman, I don't know what her name is, who stars in All Rise. There's some very likable characters on that program.
What about
Mark
Blue
Hellenberger
Bloods?
Is one of the judges.
I love Blue Bloods.
Well, Blue Bloods. I mean, I know it films in New York and everything's still kind of really shut down, but I wonder if they have a date for next year when they're
going
to
start.
I think they were supposed to start. Yeah, I had heard that later.
December 4th. They're doing it, yeah. All right, so let's get healthy. Are everybody ready to get healthy? Let's get together and get healthy. Way to do it is we got all these numbers. Everybody is concerned about numbers, so the number of people who are on diets now surging for whatever the reason. Maybe it's because they've come to the reality that, well, maybe you're one of them. You've come to the reality that it's time to lose weight, right? Especially before you go in. And you can lose weight. You can be on a diet. You can be taking care of yourself and still have a good time. Still eat. Just be smart about what you're eating. Get the exercise in. Go on Calitrin, take four of the capsules every night before you go to bed. Then you'll lose the weight. And if you stay on the program for 6 months or so, that's no problem because you're going to pay for three and get another three free. So you have the incentive to lose the weight and keep it off. It's all natural. You don't have to, you know, nobody's going to come after you with a knife to do a lipo thing, whatever. This is a real prize. Getting healthy the right way. Don't you feel good? You feel good about yourself when you feel good. So let's have no crash diets, let's have no drugs, let's have no stimulants, let's have Calitrin, the only all-natural way for you to lose weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com. It's such an awesome health supplement all the way around. You can hear Elizabeth Miller on this program from time to time touting the various things that are important for you to remember when you're thinking about your health and your well-being. Think about your weight. And if you're not happy with your weight, go to the Top Loss website, toploss.com. Use the DGV code at checkout, not to pay for any shipping, and you'll be well on the way on that journey to responsible weight loss with Calitrin.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 53.
Attention. Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time for this Tuesday, and it's time for Victoria to continue to shine here. Victoria Keelan with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The hottest gifts from technology. This is something we always get into. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Everything is moving up earlier this year
everything,
for fairly
yep.
obvious reasons.
Yeah, so what's Black the Friday intent? Sales have... Black yeah. Friday sales have already begun, and so, you know, part of it is because people, they don't want as many people rushing the store on mm-hmm. the actual day of
that's
Black
good.
Friday.
Makes sense. Yeah,
so,
that's good.
Yeah, that's yeah. one of the reasons why you'll see normally stores like Target and Walmart and Best Buy, those three in particular get hit really hard with large crowds. They don't want that, so they're spreading it out over several weekends. So we're starting to see a whole lot of Black Friday news. In general, in terms of what's going to be hot this holiday season for gifts, the NPD Group, which tracks sales of consumer products, they say to expect a holiday filled with non-sexy products like
yeah.
computer monitors, external mice, keyboards, routers. Even, you know, people who already have routers are getting new routers. Essentially, they said you're going to see you're not going to give a spa certificate or holiday tickets to, you know, on a vacation. Instead, we're seeing trends towards more tangible gifts like a new router, giving the family the gift of better connectivity on the internet. That's kind of what we're looking at. Obviously, the pandemic has put a huge twist on consumer electronic sales. Shoppers have already pushed huge sales gains for products that make it easier to work from home and to do homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And that has resulted in a 50% uptick in router sales. Computer monitors went up 80%. And big screen TVs, because people are watching movies from home, they went up 35%. NPD Group says that they expect to see that trend continuing all the way through the holiday shopping season. We're also going to add in some video game consoles from Sony and Microsoft. The PlayStation 5 and Xbox 5 are going to, they're going to be the hardest ones to get because supply is also lower because of the pandemic. So those are going to be probably the two most coveted. New iPhones, which are generally not gifts, they're predicted to be the biggest sellers of the holiday, along with Apple AirPods and other headsets. TVs are traditionally really good sellers at the holiday time, and consumers this year, because a lot of people have already bought new TVs, if you're looking for maybe a second one or even a third one, you're going to get great deals. The 65-inch TV, that is the best seller. That is the size that apparently everyone in America really wants right now, and they're going to be priced as low as $250, so you can see where these TVs are going to be heavily discounted, so it's something to keep an eye out
for. What do you do with your old TV? That's the $64 question.
Yeah,
where do they go?
Ours blew up. I mean, like, it blew out last year, so we just took it to Best Buy where we bought the new one, and we took the old one, and they recycled it.
What do they do? They recycle and take them apart?
Yeah, they take out the parts and, all that. Yeah. Because don't just, like, leave it on the side of the road, you know?
No.
It's not hard to find
electronics. I'm always picking them up along the side of the road by the farm. People just chuck everything out.
Yeah, it's so irresponsible.
Very irresponsible. Yeah.
So don't do that. But anyway, so one of the things that will be very difficult to come by, it's laptops. So laptops have been a huge seller all year long, and they're hard to get right now. So they don't anticipate that being tied to holiday sales, but just in case you're looking for one, it might be a little bit harder to find.
All right. Here's the story of the $75,000 robot dog.
The Geek Out.
So last week, I'm walking down the street when I see a commotion headed my way, and that's when the group parted and out walked for my first such in-person sighting, a Boston Dynamics robotic dog. Yes, one of those scary-looking four-legged yellow machines you've seen online for a few years. There it was, walking down the street like a real dog, but it was also able to avoid traffic as it attempted to step out from between parked cars into the street. Now, I can report they're every bit as creepy and disconcerting in real life as they are on YouTube. And it turns out you can buy one. They're only $75,000. Now, on the off chance you're not really familiar with this idea of Spot the Robotic Dog, or you saw the same idea in that episode of The Black Mirror, I've posted some creepy links of them over at The Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, let's get to Under Armour, the Veterans Day discount for that. What's that all about?
Yeah, this is great news. So if you're a fan of Under Armour, which is one of the best-selling workout apparel companies, they're offering a massive deal in honor of Veterans Day. It gives not only veterans and military personnel the chance to save big, but first responders as well. So it continues through midnight on November 11th. Members of active and former military personnel, veterans and their families, first responders, police, fire, EMTs, everybody gets 40% off on all of their orders. So that's
good
a great deal, especially for holiday shopping.
Good focus. It's Victoria Keelan here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.